Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm excited because this is the 10th anniversary of our first visit with our good friend William S. Hubbard. Hubbart, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T is the name, and he, in human resources, is his game. He's the author of The New Battle of Workplace Privacy. I said that the first time 10 years ago this week, and I've been saying it now every month, every month since then. That's a lot of time to spend with somebody on the radio. And Bill Hubbard, for all that you've mean to us and have meant to us over the years, and for all you do for small business, we thank you. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much. And I did catch the opening song there as we kind of came on live here.
Hey, listen, do we have we got production value on this show? What are you talking about?
Yes.
Well, it's good. It's good to have you back, and it's great to celebrate another 10th anniversary with a Brain Trust member. We've already done this with a dozen or so people who've been on the show since the very beginning, and you're one of the very early ones. And seriously, Bill, we thank you for the steadfast support that you've given to all of us over the years.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity and have enjoyed making a small contribution to the needs of the radio listener and those that are paying that observe us through the internet and just want to convey some good information to everybody.
Well, and we've had a little fun too, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
At least we've tried to. I'm trying to remember back in those days. Now, your book had just come out, The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy.
Right.
Now, think about this, folks. 98. This was 98. 10 years ago, workplace privacy was not only, and the truth is it wasn't something that was just happening. It was something that had been going on long enough that it had become a problem enough that you felt you could devote a whole book to it.
Well, yes, it was, and yes, I did. And as I've begun my research, I found more and more elements and more directions in terms of how the whole privacy issue affects individuals and affects the workplace. And the key thing that I learned in that whole investigation, as I put together that book, was that there is no single overriding law, if you will, that says we have a right to privacy in the workplace.
Say that again.
There is no single overriding law, I'll say legislated law, that defines universally in our country that we have a right to privacy in the workplace. There is a collection of state laws and a collection of common law judicial decisions that really influence what we perceive as our right to privacy.
And so in terms of privacy, you better know what your state laws allow.
Exactly. What your state laws allow and what court decisions within your state have.
What have been the precedents that have been set?
Exactly.
And so that means basically what we just said, Bill, is basically means that there's not really any way for us to know how to behave without going to a lot of trouble. I mean, obviously your book has been a wonderful tool over the years, but it's a macro book, and you're saying that we need micro help. Right?
Well, in some respects, yeah, because my book certainly gives a very good broad perspective on issues.
And it gives you a track to run on for the due diligence in your own state.
Yes, it does.
But as a global book, so to speak, a macro book, it doesn't give you the answers that Bill Johnson in Sheboygan needs.
Well,
because he's got to look at what's going on in Wisconsin.
That's true. It points him in the right direction.
Unless he spells it with an S, and then he's got to look at what's going on in Illinois, right?
That's true. And if you're on the borderline with people in both states or the locations in both states, then you've got two sets of issues to be concerned about.
Yeah.
But there's a whole host of issues here, and generally a lot of it is common law, and a lot of it is kind of a common sense element of terms of dealing with people with respect and dealing with people in a way that does not invasively intrude their personal expectation of privacy. But there's the other element to the employee, the message to the employee is, when you come into the employer's place of work, in a sense, you're coming into the employer's home,
right.
And your own privacy expectation, or your own what I call privacy bubble, that you think follows you everywhere, does not in fact follow you everywhere. Your privacy bubble protects you at home, but it does not protect you when you walk into the employer's workplace.
So your own desk, your own locker, what goes on inside your computer, the things that you do during the day inside the building, so to speak, those are all available to the business owner.
To the business owner, because they are in fact the business owner's computer, the business owner's workspace, the business owner's desk, the business owner's locker, the business owner's car, and you're using them for the course of the day, supposedly doing work-related activities. And the employer has a reasonable prerogative to check to make sure that you're doing your work-related activities.
Now, obviously, we're not talking about the employers peeping around and just being nosy, going through desks and things like that. But that therein lies the issue, isn't it, Bill? Where, you know, at what point does an employer say, you know what, I need to know, I'm concerned about something, I need to know what's going on, and I need to find this out. And it's got to be of a magnitude that if the employee discovers that you've been through their desk, that the what you could find is worth more than the damage that could be done if they find out that you've been nosing around.
Well, that issue has been decided by the United States Supreme Court. And the United States Supreme Court basically said that an employer has a reasonable prerogative to enter a person's desk or other private workspace.
Yeah.
For a job-related purpose,
mm-hmm.
to manage the business enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So to the employee's perspective, you're there to work, do your work activity, and you should not be getting involved in or have information there that you don't want the employer to see because you've brought that into the employer's workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key part of my advice to the employee,
mm-hmm.
is you're there to work, come up, show up, do your job, and you've got nothing to worry about. And if you're out of the office or you're on vacation and they need to find something in your desk or your computer or your file that's a reasonable job-related need and purpose, then that's a reasonable purpose for the employer to do that.
The book is still available, and it's still valid, ladies and gentlemen, The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. Maybe it's just not so new anymore, Bill. It's still a battle,
yes.
But it's not new anymore. But that's the book. It's still available, still valid, by William S. Hubbard. Bill and I, continuing to celebrate his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, we'll be right back.
When I die in the name of Therese.
It's hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. And all the good things that we do here just for you are available there at any of those sites. Either one of the sites. The first one is where you can get the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust and the newsletter and the blog, lots and lots and lots of stuff, all for free. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ask Jim is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Bill Hubbard is our guest, and Bill and I are talking about privacy, a topic that we talked about first time 10 years ago this month. Bill, before we go any further, give us your website, please.
Hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Two B's and two T's. And they can find your books there, not only this one, but all the other books you've done, the booklets, the DVD, the CDs, lots of different stuff, right?
I got a whole host of things that are up there, a book on improving performance results, a book on HIPAA, medical privacy issue, and, of course, the privacy book that we're talking about, and
mm-hmm.
Another one on personal policies. Some of those are a little bit, they're 10, 11 years old, and some of the other ones are newer ones, but certainly be happy to provide information relating to those or answer a question if that arises,
right.
as well.
So check that out and use it to your advantage. Bill, things have changed in the last 10 years with regard to privacy.
Well, It's an evolving area.
It was privacy was a pretty simple, was a reasonably simple issue 10 years ago. It's a lot more complicated today, isn't it?
It is, and a key element now is our electronic connections that we have with us everywhere we go. So when I first began researching this topic, the major thrust seemed to be relating to the search and surveillance kinds of things that we began our discussion with a moment ago. But as the time has passed, the 10 years have passed since then, and then back then, of course, we did have cell phones, but a lot of times at that point they were tethered into our cars and so on, and now they've become smaller, they've become portable, they're on everybody's belt, they're on everybody's purse, they're stuck on everybody's ear. And that's one of the key directions that has swung in terms of where privacy issues are going, is our internet communications, our cell phone communications, our use of photographic and video devices in the workplace that may or may not be authorized. And so this is the whole new direction for the privacy issues, is how we're using these electronic communication devices.
You know, Bill, sometimes I want to go into an office, one of my employees' offices, and I can look on my phone and tell whether they're on the phone or not.
Okay.
So if I don't want to buzz them or whatever, I am them, if I want to go in there, I can look and see if they're on the phone. If they're not on the phone, I go in, you know, and I go to their office. And when I get there, I realize that they are on the phone. What happened? They're just not on my phone. They're on their cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So they're talking, they're making a call on their cell phone. Somebody has called them on the cell phone. Or sometimes I'll be, you know, walking down the hallway and I'll hear them talking on a conversation, and I can see that there's no phone light lit up. And I'm thinking, you know, what's going on? That was way back, you know, and then I realized, well, they're on a cell phone. So that's a whole new thing, you know, that we've got now with the portable phones. And so
it is, and to the extent that those calls might be personal calls, then we as an employer have a basis to be concerned.
Yeah.
If they're using that tool for business communication, that's one thing, because they're on our time and our premises, and they're being paid for us for that particular activity. But with our personal cell phones attached to us, and the manner and ease with which people can make personal calls all of the time, it really exacerbates that type of problem of personal calls on company time. And certainly we used to have that problem with the phone on the desk, and it's still possibly there, but it's much easier now with that cell phone, and people get calls all the time. It interrupts our meetings. It interrupts our lunches.
But what if it's mom and the kid's calling to say, 3:30 in the afternoon, the kid's calling to say, Mom, I just want to know I'm home, I'm okay, the door's locked. She says, okay, honey, I'll see you later. Put the soup on, and she hangs up. So isn't that, that's a convenience. It doesn't take up the company phone line, and it gives her peace of mind, and she goes back to work happy as a little clam.
Now, to me, that the way you've described that phone call, that's reasonable.
But I think it's not only reasonable, I think it's beneficial.
Yeah, that's true. It would be both. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But where there's individuals that have that phone stuck to their ear constantly,
some people can't get off the cell phone, can they?
Yeah. Then that creates problems, and that interrupts the work activity. It makes driving unsafe. It makes customer relations poor.
So how does this impact privacy, though? Where does privacy come in? Is this where I go in and say, look, you know, I know you're, I can hear you on your cell phone. I don't want, you know, that of course, obviously, I may not know what the conversation is, but I can hear them on the cell phone, and I can say, you know, I don't want you doing that anymore.
That's it. That's the bottom line right there. Is we have a prerogative to manage the workplace, and we can tell an employee, if you're engaging in personal activity on the work time and in the workspace, then you're not properly performing your job duties, and we can take appropriate corrective action.
And as you've told us many times, Bill, as we wrap up our visit, get a policy established for how everybody should behave, and that way you don't have to go around saying, I don't like what you're doing, I don't like what you're doing.
That's the key. Communicate that policy.
And get the policy in writing. And if you need help with that policy, hubbart.com. That's where you can find Bill online. He'll help you with it. Hey, Bill, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
Let's do 10 more. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. See you later. Bill Hubbart, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.